Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week on AK, remembering the tsunami. On March 27, 1964, a 9.2 magnitude earthquake struck Alaska. The tsunami that followed killed more than 100 people and devastated many communities. The village of Old Harbor on Kodiak Island was almost completely destroyed. Only two homes and a church remained standing. Recently, radio producers Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison visited Old Harbor and spoke with Mary Hawkinson and the Reverend Gregory Parker of Three Saints Russian Orthodox Church about the earthquake and tsunami.
On a pleasant afternoon, March 27, 1964. Good Friday, as a matter of fact.
We were just sitting down to eat dinner.
Then, at 5:36, a dozen miles deep, under the mountains north of Prince William Sound, the earth shivers, begins to move.
It was really strong. You could hear the church bell ringing, and smokestacks were falling, and it was scary. My husband wasn't here. He went out to get some lumber for the coffee shop we were going to build. And I was there with the girls.
Suddenly, the whole harbor of Valdez is sucked dry.
All the water went out, and they could see the ocean floor.
Out in the Gulf of Alaska, the ocean bottom seems to sink.
The whole bay was dry. This whole bay, I never knew there were so many rocks out there.
Then heaves upward 50 feet, sending a giant wave towards shore.
So somebody called and said, "Get up to the hill, there's tidal wave." So I just took the girls, ran up the hill, and we stayed there all night.
And the flood came in, the waters came in, and in the back surge, most everything was sucked out.
Small outlying villages all on Kodiak Island were almost completely destroyed. Only a handful of houses remained. Houses still intact were driven miles across the water.
I didn't watch it. I was with the girls. I was hanging on to them so they won't get cold. We just had to cuddle up together.
And then, all over Alaska, as suddenly as it had come, it was gone.
I was 6 months pregnant when I took the girls up there with me. I lost the baby. And next day they went down, they said, "We're not going to leave till we clean the church." So they went down there to clean it. Not a candle fell, nothing. It was clean the way we left it.
When there was a great tidal wave, you caused the stormy seas to cease fire prayers before the icon of the Mother of God, saying, "The water shall not go beyond this line."
You'll go to places where there are iron and concrete structures, and they're all twisted up and destroyed. But this humble wooden church with a very strong foundation, it survived that tsunami.
"The water shall not go beyond this line, therefore we sing to you thus."
That's a story that the Orthodox across the world talk about, especially in North America, and with a little bit of bragging rights too. The Baptists were wiped out. This church survived. This church stood.
"Rejoice, wondrous pacifier of the waters."
We were in Kodiak for a while. Then they shipped us to Anchorage, and we were there till May.
You know, Sven Hawkinson Sr., Mary's husband, it was his vision in particular that they weren't going to abandon Old Harbor because this church remained standing.
My husband said, "We're coming back. Our church is here. We're coming back with our people."
They wanted to maintain what they had. And what they had wasn't in material things. What they had was their faith in God and their subsistence culture. And the will to just keep trudging along, even in the face of all that devastation.
God was watching over us.
That was Mary Hawkinson and the Reverend Gregory Parker speaking about the 1964 Good Friday earthquake and tsunami. The piece was produced by Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison, who visited Kodiak last fall. Their trip was funded by the Rasmussen Foundation and hosted by the Aleutic Museum.